Good morning and welcome. This is the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast. I'm Andy Eubank on the 4th of October, 2024, with Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller alongside. They have news, including the new harvest weather forecast and the importance of making sure state lawmakers know the real value of ag in Indiana. At Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin's crystal ball has crystal clear days ahead and lots of them. The Hat Podcast is made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust. Experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. Visit ffbt.com to learn more. Also coming up today, yesterday's grain and oilseed markets were on the weak side. Carl Setzer has analysis on the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
Attention, Indiana farmers. Have you heard of the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance? We're a coalition of ag, conservation, and university partners dedicated to helping improve your profits and preserve nutrients through improved soil management. The Alliance has developed resources to share proven practices that will keep you at the forefront of better nutrient management. Go to inagnutrients.org to see why conserving soil is an idea older than dirt and something we can all dig.
A check of your Seed Genetics Direct harvest weather forecast and advocating for ag policy with your state lawmakers. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Well, some years we worry about harvest stretching all the way to Thanksgiving or even into December. But knock on wood, it doesn't seem like this year is going to be one of those years. Here's Eric Pfeiffer.
Yeah, thanks, CJ. We should be able to make a lot of progress in a short period of time because Hoosier Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin has a wide open harvest window in his Seed Genetics Direct harvest weather forecast this time around.
We are sunny, warm, and dry from right now all the way through next weekend. We're seeing good evaporation through that period, and I think there's going to be no impact to harvest at all. The only thing we may have to watch for is a few clouds as we move from Saturday into early Sunday in northern tier counties of Indiana as rain moves by to our north.
Martin's extended 11 to 16 day forecast shows the potential for a little bit of rain. But even then, it might be a long shot.
We're watching very closely a disturbance in the central Rockies to Four Corners region, and that's going to be next Sunday, the 13th, that it's trying to form there. If that system holds together and can kick out of the Rockies into the Great Plains, and if it's able to tap into some kind of moisture source out of the Western Gulf, that would be the recipe for getting some moisture into our neck of the woods sometime midweek, the week of the 14th. But if either of those two things fail, if the system can't get out, or if there's not a moisture source for it to tap into, I still think that we have no significant threat of rain. Our dry forecast pattern likely continues through a large chunk of October.
Martin has Seed Genetics Direct harvest weather forecast details in written form later today at HoosierAgToday.com and in the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app. Just search Hoosier Ag Today in your app store. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
Attention, Indiana farmers. Have you heard of the Indiana Agriculture Nutrient Alliance? We're a coalition of ag, conservation, and university partners dedicated to helping improve your profits and preserve nutrients through improved soil management. The Alliance has developed resources to share proven practices that will keep you at the forefront of better nutrient management. Go to inagnutrients.org to see why conserving soil is an idea older than dirt and something we can all dig.
Well, you've been hearing a lot lately about ag policy out of Washington, D.C., but many of the laws that govern the ag industry here in Indiana come from your state lawmakers in the Indiana General Assembly.
Agriculture is the number one industry in the state of Indiana, and I think some people don't realize the value and the GDP that it brings to our state.
And that's Alicia Modisette Kemp, state government and industry affairs leader with Corteva AgriScience. She and other ag leaders from across Indiana were part of the 2024 Fall Harvest Conference on Thursday, hosted by Barnes and Thornburg at their law offices in downtown Indianapolis. As the Indiana General Assembly meets in January to put together the next two-year budget for the state, she says it's important that state lawmakers understand the importance of Indiana's ag industry.
Ag is a large part of the economic development for Indiana, and that should play into all these budgeting processes so that it is properly resourced going into the next decade, that understand if you want to continue to have this state to prosper, then that will come from agriculture.
And whether it be at the local, state, or federal level, she says having those conversations with lawmakers can go a long way in shaping farm policies and regulations.
Where you start to see the challenges is where states try to take some of these efforts upon their own, and they're not always the expert. Like, these are very complicated topics that take a lot of scientific resources and know-how. And when you deal with the legislature that's only in, you know, part-time of the year, that's difficult for them to be the experts on that. And so the more that legislatures can rely upon those experts, whether that's their state agencies, universities, that's always what makes for best policy.
She says the best way to share your concerns is through your Indiana Ag Policy Organization.
So I say, if you are not a member of one of your commodity organizations, definitely utilize that resource, whether it's on the animal ag side or your corn or soybean grow crops, because that is a huge effort. And I think bringing that voice to the work that you do is so important. Again, to this point, these legislatures are only in, you know, part time of the year. And so how do we make sure they understand the way that you operate, the way that these farms are sustainable and profitable for generations to come?
Read more at HoosierAgToday.com and the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Harvest means early mornings, late nights, and long days in the field. While you're out there each day until the last pass is made and the job is done, know that your friends at Farm Credit Mid-America see your hard work and appreciate all of your long hours. We know that harvest is a busy season for you, but when you need a lender that can rise with you, give us a call at 800-444-FARM. This fall, we rise together. Subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Very simple forecast for you here for the Friday. We are dry all the way through next weekend. We are watching a little blip that's going to give us a little bit of heartburn and anxiety maybe overnight to tomorrow night into Sunday morning. But that one does not have a good threat of moving this direction either, any more than we're seeing right now. So here's what's going on. Sunny, warm, and dry today. Harvest goes on with no major problems in most areas. I know guys that got a lot of heavier rain over the past week or last weekend down south, just starting to try and think about it a little bit today. The dry weather continues for the southern half to southern third of the state, well above normal temperatures. But we're dry everywhere today with harvest moving on, dry everywhere tomorrow. I think we have to watch for some clouds increasing in northern tier counties tomorrow late afternoon and evening, but moisture will stay north. We are watching a weather system come out of the Canadian prairies across the northern plains tomorrow right on through the weekend. Heavy rains coming to Wisconsin and a large chunk of Michigan. But outside of the clouds in northern Indiana, I am keeping precipitation at bay. And so that means we have a Sunday to work on harvest if we want to. And then we go right back to dry weather Monday through next Sunday. No problems there either. We will be chilly for Monday and Tuesday. Not super cold, but definitely a lot cooler. And then we see temperatures ramp back up midweek forward to our well above normal levels. Excellent evaporation, good drying. I don't see any problems. Now, as you look at the extended 11 to 16 day forecast window, watching a weather system try to come together in the central Rockies to Four Corners region, but it's still there as we move through Sunday the 13th. It's got to get out across the Rockies into the plains and find a moisture source to help it grow in order for us to see any significant threat of moisture here. And I think right now the odds of that happening seem relatively low. It's just a low pressure area that we're watching to see what happens with it as we move into the week of the 14th. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
When it comes to buying seed, you can have your cake and eat it too when you order from Seed Genetics Direct. Finance your 2025 seed order through SGD Financing and receive a 2% discount off your purchase. Plus, pay 0% interest through January 2026. 2% off the top plus 0% financing from the fastest growing independent seed company in the Eastern Corn Belt? Now that's a slice of cake no grower can turn down. Seed Genetics Direct. Value, knowledge, performance. It's in their genetics.
Down in corn, beans, and wheat most of the trading session. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday Farm Market Review. I'll have settlements coming up. We begin, though, with market analysis. And for that, at the end of trade, I spoke with Carl Setzer with Consus Ag Consulting. Carl, it was a sell-off today, and corn and wheat went lower after working the high side for a number of sessions. Soybeans, again, a sell-off. As we look at wheat, which has been the upside leader recently, was it mainly profit-taking on Thursday?
Yeah, that's really what I saw in the market here. Not a lot of fresh fundamental news for us to work with. As a matter of fact, the fundamental news that did come out a little bit more friendly even than we had yesterday, big one being Australia cutting their wheat production. But yeah, profit taking started to come into the market, and we have to look at, you know, all things considered, the wheat market is still pretty well supplied. And after the run up we've had and the appreciation this week, to see a little bit of a setback, doesn't bother me too much. We also had a lot more interest in the outside markets today, mainly the energy complex. With the heightened tensions between Iran and Israel, that's where a lot of the risk buying went for today's session. And that's what really started to put a little bit of the damper on the grains and soybeans as well.
Certainly a lot of money flow towards crude oil, up over $3 higher. And in corn, which definitely seems to be simply right now a follower of wheat, we had a very good, much better than expected export sales report. Export sales on Thursday morning were good for corn, beans, and wheat, but really good in corn. It didn't push that market, though, over the top.
No, it just wasn't enough to really to generate any fresh interest in the market. And given the amount of daily sales, we thought, you know, there was some indications we could see a real good number, even though we were not as good as we were. We were well above, like you said. It just the market just seemed to get a little top heavy on the technical side, and that brought in some selling pressure. And we also did see a tad bit of a shift to a bit of a wetter weather pattern for Brazil. Added a little bit more risk selling on the commodities.
Soybeans, what exactly is going on there? That market's struggling to gain some traction.
The news coming out of the EU that the deforestation regulations that they were going to push through kicked that can down the road a year, and that really took some of the pressure off the global market, thinking they would have to come and stock up on supplies out of the U.S., mainly the EU, but others as well. And with that relaxing a little bit, we saw some of the money come back out of soybeans. Also, just seasonal harvest pressure really kind of taking its toll on the entire complex.
Could that pressure really begin to ramp up as harvest gets into a more full gear and yields come in, presumably, that are pretty favorable?
Yeah, I expect to see our harvest pressure pick up definitely next week, probably peaking as we get into that second, maybe third week in October here. I don't expect to see real long harvest pressure this year, given the fact farmers have given us the indication they're going to be very tight-fisted with the crop once they get it. And the fact that they're, you know, not willing to sell a lot of their old crop bushels yet either indicates they will follow through. We also have to remember our pipeline is sitting pretty empty right now, and then these end users are going to want to get that filled up before the winter weather sets in.
Carl Setzer there, Consus Ag Consulting. His number, 989-506-1587. More numbers now. The settlements from Thursday trade, 4.25 down. Dease corn, it ends at 4.28 1/4. 4 cents lower for March, 4.46. And over in beans, a dime lower on the November contract, 10.46, January 10.64 and a half, losing 9 3/4. The weak side leader most of the day, the wheat market, December finishes at 6.03 and a half, down 11 3/4. Meat markets lower too. December live cattle, 186.40, $1.30 lower, and December lean hogs, 76.40, losing 35 cents. I'm Ian DeEubank with the Thursday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Timely, relevant, credible.